pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
I would like for you today, if you will, stand and turn to the book of Judges, chapter 16. Judges chapter 16, verse 19. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man and caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. I'm going to talk about sleeping in the wrong woman's lap. Sleeping in the wrong woman's lap, or haircut in the devil's barbershop. Either one. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, what lap are you in? Some of you all didn't say nothing. But you in some kind of lap. As the flowers depends upon water for growth, as great doors depend upon small hinges to open and close, as cars depends upon gas to run, and doctors depend upon medicine for healing wounded bodies. That's right. So does man, and every living creature depends upon sleep to stay alive and active. Webster says that sleep is a period of rest in which most conscious mental and physical activities of the body is suspended. It is a strong power that rules the body once it takes hold. The feet stop walking. The eyes stop looking. The tongue stop talking. The ears stop hearing. The hands loose their skills, and the snoring begins. Sleep is a wonderful thing, and nobody can live without it. Sleep is meat for the hungry, drink for the thirsty, rest for the weary, a home for the homeless, a friend to the friendless, and a comfort for those who have troubled heart. In it the oppressor soothes their angry brow, and the sad forget their sorrow. And when sleep takes hold, the bereaved forget their losses, and the hurt forget their pain. Sleep also brings everybody on a common and equal level. It makes the shepherd equal to the sheep. It makes the wise equal to the foolish. It makes the queen equal to the washerwoman, the rich equal to the poor, the saints equal to the sinner, the criminal equal to the judge, and the mighty high equal to the mighty low. Every living creature on this earth have to sleep. The fowls in the air have to sleep. The whales in the ocean deep have to sleep. The fish of the coral polyps of the deep sleep. The serpents in the slime of the earth sleep. The beasts in the wild jungle sleeps. The swines in the wallow holes sleep. The eagle which masters the sky sleeps. The sheep in the green pastures and the cattle resting on a thousand hills sleep. The chicken in the barnyard have to sleep. The dog on the porch have to sleep. The fool and the philosopher, the soldiers and the sailor, the prince and the pauper, the king and the clown, and the problem and the farmer, as well as the pope, port, all of them have to sleep. Just think how life would be if no living thing or living creature had to sleep. How full of torches the nights would really be if those who lost their loved ones never slept. What if the liars didn't sleep? How many lies would be told? But no matter how many lies you tell, you got to quit lying and get some sleep. What if the thieves didn't sleep? How many flat screen TVs will be stolen? What if the homeowners didn't sleep? How much? Homemonging would go on. No matter how bad or good people might be, they all have to stop doing what they are doing and get some sleep. Oh, the blessing of sleep we could never deny, and none of us should ever try to do without it. The rich man could live without servants, but not without sleep. The king could live without royal attendance, but not without sleep. The scholar could live without his or her knowledge, but not without sleep. The athlete could live without his training, but not without sleep. The boxer could live without his boxing gloves, but not without sleep. The singer could live without a voice, but not without sleep. The preacher could live without a pulpit, but not without sleep. The driver could live without car, but not without sleep. The teacher could live without a classroom, but not without sleep. Fleming could live without banana pudding, but not without sleep. Evangelist Morale could live without hallelujah, but not without sleep. Brother Amen could live without amen, but not without sleep. Nobody in here could live without sleep. You could not live without it. You could live without the sense of touch, sight, hearing, smelling, but nobody in here today can live without sleep. Life without this complete relaxation of sleep is impossible and unthinkable. But as important and necessary as sleep is, there are times when sleep can be sinful and shameful. Like many other blessings from God, it can be a blessing, but if we misuse it, it can turn against us. For example, fire is a blessing. With fire, we can cook our food and warm our bodies. But if somebody misuses it, they can burn your house down. Just like water is a blessing. It can clean our bodies and quench our thirst, but if it is misused, it can drown a little child. Just like wine can be a blessing for stomach ache, but if it is misused, you can become a wine head. Just like drugs, some drugs is a healing to us, but if we misuse it, you can become a dope head. Just like nuclear power, that can be used for our houses to light up our cities. But if you misuse nuclear power, it can become a nuclear weapon and blast us off the globe. So it is with many things that God has given us. If it blesses us and we misuse it, it can become a curse. Dishonorable, shameful, and the thing can be used by the devil. Proverbs says, he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. There come a time when everybody's life, when everybody must sleep. But then there's a time when you must not sleep. The policeman must sleep, but not when thieves are loose, breaking in people's homes. The fireman got to sleep, but not when the city is on fire. Soldiers must sleep, but not when he's on duty. A mother got to sleep, but I don't want you sleeping when the baby got high fever. Wife got to sleep, but not when the husband come home from a hard day's work and no dinner on the table. Husband got to sleep, but not when he ought to be out on a job so he can pay his bills. The doctor got to sleep, but I don't want him asleep while I'm on the operating table and he got a knife in his hand. Church members got to sleep, but I don't want you asleep while I'm preaching right now. Look at somebody and say amen.
Amen.
Laborers on the job must sleep, but you're not supposed to be sleeping while you're on the clock. Captains must sleep, but not when he's reported that it's been reported that an iceberg is adrift in the storm cloud. Pilot got to sleep, but I don't want him sleeping while I'm in midair. Shepherd must sleep, but not when wolves and coyotes are snatching the little ones from the fold. Jonah had to sleep, but he should not have been asleep when God ordered him to go to Nineveh. And he went to Tarshish. The five virgins had to sleep, but not while the bridegroom tarried. The disciples of Jesus had to sleep, but they shouldn't have been asleep when Jesus said, "Watch with me for just a little while I go pray in the Garden of Gethsemane." There come a time when everybody got to sleep, but then there's a time when you must not sleep. Solemnly and slowly, with his index finger extended, Napoleon Bonaparte outlined a great stretch of country on a map of the world. "There he groans," said Napoleon. "He's a sleeping giant. Let him sleep. Don't wake him up, because if you wake him up, he will shake the world." When Napoleon said this 150 years ago, he was talking about China. He said, "China is a sleeping giant. Don't wake him up, because if you wake him up, he'll shake the world." And now today, that prophecy is true. So it is with the church today. The devil is saying the same thing about us. There's a great giant sleeping. Don't wake him up. If you wake him up or wake her up, she will shake the world.
Amen.
The devil wants us to sleep.
Amen.
And keep on sleeping.
Amen.
So my brothers and sisters, we need to wake up.
Yes.
In fact, you need to look at somebody right now and say, "Wake up."
Amen.
The devil is not worrying about us tithing. The devil is not worrying about us witnessing.
Amen.
The devil is not worrying about how well we preach.
That's right.
The devil is not worried about how well we sing.
Amen.
All the devil gets worried about is when we wake up. The devil wants us to sleep.
Yes.
So it is with this man of our text today. Samson had to sleep, but he should not have been asleep.
Amen.
In the devil's lap. The story of Samson and Delilah is one of the most remarkable and tragic love stories ever recorded in the Bible. It speaks so much about life today. It is filled with love at first sight, lust, money under the table, lies, games, deception, falsehood, sex, beauty, sweet talk, whining and dying. It tells so much about the devices of the devil to bring down God's anointed and make those who are saved to fall from grace, because we're saved by grace and become a disgrace. The story